From the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. It's good to have you joining us today as the Reverend Ivan Foster, retired minister of Kilskerry Free Presbyterian Church, is with us to let the Bible speak.
Hello and welcome to our Gospel Bible study. We're pleased that you have joined with us, and I trust the Lord will bless you as you listen to the simple exposition of the Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're looking at the subject, Paul countering the counterfeiters, and we're considering Paul's epistle to the Galatian church, specifically the opening verses of that epistle.
I'm going to start a series of messages based on verse 4 of Galatians, the first chapter.
The church in Galatia has come under attack from the devil. There have come those amongst them who have sought to corrupt the simplicity of the gospel by which they were converted to Christ. And Paul, in the opening verses of this epistle, says to them, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you, and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. That's verses 6-9. Of the first chapter of Galatians. The text we're concentrating upon is found in verse 4, where Paul says, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father. Now, in those words, you have a reiteration of the very heart of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Paul, as he counters this attack by the devil, does so by repeating, by reiterating the simple truths of the gospel. That's the cure, you know, for the ills of the people of God, because ills come upon the people of God as they wander from the gospel. Therefore, by preaching the gospel, there is a restoring of a true faith, of a true allegiance to Christ, and thereby the ills that have come by the wandering away from the simple truth of God's word are healed. There is only one gospel, and it is that taught by the Saviour to his apostles, and that which they in turn preach to the world. That gospel is fully revealed unto us in the Bible, especially in the New Testament. It is a gospel ever under attack from the one Paul refers to in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4, where we read, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. So, the God of this world, and that's the devil, he's seeking to blind men's minds from the gospel, lest the light of the gospel should shine into them, and they should believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ, to the saving of their soul. Now that attack is going on today. Indeed, we are told by the Lord that the devil's attacks upon the gospel will intensify in the days before his return. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 reads, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devil. The diligence shown by the devil is seen in that the Galatian churches have come under attack from him very shortly after their formation. Note the verse 6. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. The churches in Galatia were not very old, about 10 years old, when Paul wrote this epistle. And so we see how quickly the devil is to attack the work of God. That was highlighted for us by the Saviour in Matthew chapter 13, when he set forth the image of the gospel kingdom under that of a sower going forth to sow the seed. And you recall how the first seed fell on the wayside, and the fowls of the air swooped down and devoured the seed. And that pictured for us the work of the devil. He swoops down. As soon as the gospel seed is sown, he makes an attack upon it. We must ever bear that in mind as Christian. I recall a story which illustrates just how easily the gospel can be corrupted as it is passed from one generation to another. A military communication was passed by word of mouth from one soldier to another in the trenches of World War I. The message was, send reinforcements. We are going to advance. When the message, relayed from soldier to soldier, reached the last soldier, he understood the message to be, send reinforcements. We're going to advance. How true this is, I am not sure, but this I do know. It illustrates just how even the most vital truth can be corrupted. That is why we must be like the Bereans, of whom we read in Acts chapter 17, verse 11, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the Scriptures daily, whether those things were so. They searched the Scripture. They checked that what they were hearing was in keeping with what the Bible taught. The Bible alone must be our only source of instruction and authority. That, after all, is the whole purpose of the Bible being inspired by God.
Let me read to you again some verses. And I am anxious, you know, for you to understand that what I am saying is merely what the Bible says.
John chapter 20, the verses 30 and 31 read, and many other signs, truly, did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Now that is the whole purpose of the Bible. The record that's given us in the Holy Scriptures is in order that we might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing we might have life through his name. Now, no other message can impart life. Therefore, the devil targets that message in order to corrupt it, to destroy it, robbing it of the power of salvation. And Paul is seeking to counter this attack upon Christians in Galatia by simply repeating and setting out again the doctrines of the gospel. That's how God ensures that his truth is maintained. I read to you from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the verses 1 to 8. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you. He's about to repeat what they have already heard. Unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12, after that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present. But some are fallen asleep, or have died. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all he was seen of me, that's Paul, as one born out of due time. So it was common for the apostles to set out very simply gospel doctrine, even to those who would have been acquainted with the gospel, because there's something purifying, something stabilizing about hearing again the truth of the gospel. We see the same principle in the writings of Peter. 2 Peter 1, verses 12 and 13. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet or appropriate, as long as I am in this tabernacle, or as long as I'm in this body, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Jude writes in the same vein, chapter 1, verse 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. It's clear that Jude originally was determined to write unto them of the common salvation, but then he was required to take up the issue of exposing the inroads of falsehoods and false teachers amongst Christians. But it is thus, by repeating gospel doctrine, that God's people are established and strengthened as they are put in mind of the fundamentals of the gospel. Reiterating the old truths is not a boring thing, but rather it's a joy to the preacher and to his people. Philippians chapter 3, verse 1, Paul says, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me, is indeed not grievous, but for you it is safe. So Paul, at the very beginning of his epistle to the Galatians, to churches under attack from the devil, seeks to counter that attack by reiterating the fundamentals of the gospel. We must ever remember that the gospel is the medicine of heaven for all our ills. The psalmist said in Psalm 67, verse 2, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. People who embrace the gospel enjoy the health of heaven. The church stays healthy only as she continues on a diet of gospel truth. Let her stray or change her diet, and she falls sick. It is by feasting the eyes of faith upon Christ that we stay healthy, and should we ever lose our health by backsliding, recover it again. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you? You see, that was what the devil wanted to take place. He wanted a disobeying of the truth of God. He wanted the Galatians to set aside God's word and begin to obey something different. And it's combating that that Paul is engaged in as he reiterates the gospel, telling them, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. Please join me again next week as we continue our study, and thank you for joining me today. Goodbye, and God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Ivan Foster, 17 Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, Trillick, BT78 3RN. Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Ivan Foster, 17 Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, Trillick, BT78 3RN. Kilskerry Free Presbyterian Church welcomes you to the Lord's Day services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. and the church is situated on the Old Junction Road, Kilskerry. For further information, you may phone us on 028-8956-1564. 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.